T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. We're going to get started. Good morning to everyone. My name is Clotilde Perez-Bodie-Decker, and I'm present CEO of the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, and I am honored to welcome you all here today during National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. I'd like to begin by thanking our local government officials, community activists, residents, philanthropy, and nonprofits who have joined us this morning to mark our work and to focus forward as we address this issue. We are all here for one reason: to protect children from lead poisoning. As we know, lead poisoning can damage children's developing brains, causing lifelong irreversible harm to learning, behavior, and health. We believe that every child should arrive at the classroom door without the burden of lead exposure. Our community has learned that the power of collaboration can indeed conquer the most difficult challenges in Western New York, including lead poisoning. Last year, we stood with Mayor Brown, County Executive Poloncarz, and our valued partners to release a thorough study on the conditions that generate lead poisoning in Buffalo and Erie County. That report issued recommendations to ensure that every child has the opportunity to fulfill his or her potential. Buffalo is ranked among the top 10 cities in the country for incidence of elevated blood lead levels in children. That is a ranking we don't want. The Lead Action Report revealed that the most important factor in high rates of childhood lead poisoning is lead hazards in rental housing units built before 1978. Approximately 80% of Buffalo's children with elevated lead blood levels live in rental singles and doubles. I'll repeat that. Rentals, singles, and doubles. That's where we're focusing our attention. 27,000 Buffalo families with children live in high-risk zip codes. Therefore, lead poisoning disproportionately affects low-income children and children of color. Our challenge is to protect children from chipping and peeling paint in every place they call home. We know that meeting this challenge will take time and a coordinated effort. Thanks to the committed members of the Buffalo and Erie County Lead Safe Task Force, we have taken significant steps forward this year. And we're here today to share the progress made in defeating lead poisoning in 2019, the first year of the task force's work. The Lead Safe Task Force is co-chaired by the city and the county and convened by the Community Foundation. Its members represent a broad cross-section of leaders from government, higher education, philanthropy, medicine, grassroots organizations, and faith traditions. And I'd like to acknowledge the task force members and their co-chairs, Lou Petrucci from the city and Melanie Desiderio from Erie County. Would all the members of the task force please stand so that we can thank you for your dedication to this work. In addition to the members of the task force, we have partners that are also working with us to move this agenda forward. And I'd like to invite our partners to also stand so that we can thank you for your dedication to this work. These leaders have taken a firm stand against lead poisoning and have worked long hours and made significant progress in the first year. Today, our most committed partners are here to share our progress. The close collaboration between Mayor Brown and County Executive Poloncarz and the community has been vital to our advancements. I'd like to introduce one of our steadfast partners in this work, Mayor Byron W. Brown. His continued vision is of a thriving, healthy, and innovative Buffalo. A city that embraces inclusiveness, equity, and opportunity for all. He is also a founding member of the Greater Buffalo Racial Equity Roundtable. His goal was and still is to make Buffalo a place where, I quote, no one is left out and no one is left behind. Thank you for joining us today, Mayor Brown, to share the progress the city is making in addressing this critical issue. Please join me in welcoming Mayor Brown.
Thank you very much, Clotilde. Thank you for your amazing partnership. And hello, everyone. It's certainly a pleasure to be with you. I am proud to report that my administration has made tremendous progress in combating lead poisoning and its causes. Our partnership with the Community Foundation of Greater Buffalo, of course, led by Clotilde Perez Bodie-Dedecker and Cara Mataliano and all of their team, as well as Erie County, represented by my partners in government, our county executive, Mark Polenkars, who has been incredibly collaborative on this issue, Legislator April Baskin, who is on her way, and Dr. Gail Burstein. I want to thank the county for everything that it is doing, and certainly Reverend Kinzer Pointer, and the members of the clergy and others who have helped to accelerate the development and implementation of programs that are making a difference for Buffalo's most vulnerable residents. The city's Replace Old Lead Lines program is eliminating water service lines that contain lead when those lines break or fail. To date, we have replaced the lines in over 100 homes and are scheduling more every day. I want to recognize our general manager of the Buffalo Sewer Authority for the work that he and his team are doing. Thank you very much, O.J. McFoy. We will continue to work with our partners at the state level to secure additional funding to allow us to expand the ROLL program's capacity until there are no more lead water service lines in the city of Buffalo. The city is also investing its resources to enhance our inspection efforts and public outreach and education programs. The city's new lead outreach coordinator, Michael Ramos, who is with us today, is already meeting with partners and talking to residents, and he will be shortly joined by two additional inspectors who will conduct interior inspections in high-risk neighborhoods. These staff will be trained to work effectively with tenants and landlords in eliminating sources of lead poisoning. Of course, improved lead education is critical, and the dissemination of education materials is something that the city has been doing since we held this news conference last year. To date, we have distributed over 100,000 educational flyers partnering with the Buffalo Board of Education. I want to recognize Dr. Will Carestis and certainly our superintendent, Dr. Kreiner Cash, for your collaboration in our neighborhoods during our clean sweeps and at every city community center. And those flyers have also been translated into other languages for our immigrant and refugee communities. The city has also deployed building inspectors to high-risk census tracts to identify hazardous exterior conditions. To date, we have inspected, since last year, approximately 15,000 parcels and cited nearly 1,300 for chipping and peeling paint. I want to recognize our Commissioner of the Department of Permits and Inspections, Jim Comerford, and our Deputy Commissioner Lou Petrucci, who has been elevated to the position of Deputy Commissioner since last year because of his excellent work in this area. We have also taken several steps to prevent lead poisoning by requiring all contractors who disturb paint to show proof of their repairs, renovation, and painting certification. This year, over 1,000 contractors have provided their proof of certification, and more are forthcoming. Now, whenever a demolition takes place, we will require green treatment on the vacant lot to prevent lead exposure through the soil. Finally, I'm proud to say that since 2017, the city has administered federal funding to develop nearly 500 units of lead-safe housing. Each of these units will provide a safe, affordable home to our residents. And let me just say, the city and county have accelerated our partnership to attack the root causes of lead poisoning. And for the very first time, the county is providing health data on lead citations that are being shared with the city so the city can focus resources on where lead poisoning has occurred or is likely to occur. This will remove the guesswork from our enforcement practices and ensure earlier intervention in making a home lead safe. And I want to say that again. This is the first time in history that the city and county have shared this information. So again, I want to thank our great county executive, Mark Polenkars, and our commissioner of health, Gail Burstein, for making this data possible and for what they have done to strengthen the partnership between the city and county. So we are making great progress in the city of Buffalo. In addition to working with all of our partners, it has been all hands on deck with the city. Every single agency involved in this issue. I also want to recognize our law department as I get ready to take my seat and thank our corporation counsel, Tim Ball, and one of the attorneys that has been assigned to this, Anna Falikoff, for the great work that they have been doing on this issue. Thank you all very much.
Meaningful progress. We're very, very grateful. Our sincere thanks to the mayor for his leadership and steadfast commitment to advancing the solutions and the investments in infrastructure within the city government to be able to better address this challenge. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our leaders in Erie County government, County Executive Mark Polenkars and Erie County Legislature Chair April Baskin. County Executive Polenkars has been a leader in the fight against lead poisoning for many years, improving county policies and providing the resources which are vital to the cause. In addition, County Legislature Chair April Baskin has led efforts to ensure that lead-poisoned children automatically receive comprehensive developmental assessments and early prevention services. Please join me in welcoming two critical partners in this effort, County Executive Polenkars, to share an update on the work of the county, along with Erie County Chair of the Legislature, April Baskin.
Thank you, Clotilde. Thank you to the entire LeadSafe Task Force for your work, as well as, of course, the other folks from the Community Foundation of the Greater Buffalo, Cara Mattigliano, for their work on this very, very important issue that we know is not going away, but we're going to do our best between the county and the city to make certain that eventually it does go away. As Clotilde noted, the county has been working on this issue for a number of years now, and I want to specifically thank our Commissioner of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein, as well as Melanie Desiderio and Tom Muscarella from the Department of Health for the work that they've put in for many years now to address this issue of lead poisoning. Because as we know, lead poisoning is an insidious disease. It can steal a child's future. It can be irreversible. And we need to do all that we can to ensure that we are addressing this in a community where it is not lead in the water that is the primary concern, like Flint, Michigan. It's lead in the homes. It's lead in the paint on the walls and the windows where children live. So as you may remember, a number of years ago, my administration committed $3.75 million, $750,000 a year to address this issue. That was a five-year pilot. I am proud to say we will continue that as long as I'm county executive, to continue to invest in our community to ensure that we are removing lead from the homes and addressing the issues that the children may have if they're identified to be poisoned. And I was also proud just recently to receive from the U.S. Department of Health a $5.6 million check to address lead-safe issues in our community. And while it's for all of Erie County, we know the predominant issue is here in the city of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And just to give you an idea why that was a very large contribution, but also it tells the problem that we have here, the Department of Housing and Urban Development was providing $12 million for the entire state of New York, and $5.6 million was coming here to Erie County, which just tells us, as it compares to other parts of our state and truthfully other parts of our nation, the impact that lead poisoning has in our community. So I was honored to accept that, and I know our partners in the Department of Health will be very honored to spend it as we go out there to protect children. I want to thank Mayor Brown and his team for the great work that they've done. We work together as a team, and as the mayor noted, we are sharing health data now with the city with regards to children at risk, homes that are at risk. And as you know, we have laws in place such as HIPAA, which make it very difficult to share health data. And so it was a little bit of a process to get there, but we were able to find a way to ensure that this data gets shared so we're protecting children. Sometimes, and I'm a lawyer myself, the law can get in the way of doing the better good for the community. And this is an example where HIPAA can in some ways get in the way from sharing information that needed to be shared with others so that we can best protect the children in our community. And I want to thank the mayor and his team for the great work that they did to ensure that we could reach that equitable solution with regards to the sharing of the data, but also the work that his administration has done these most recent years to address the issue of lead poisoning in our community. If you live in a home that is older than 1978, you probably have lead paint on the walls. I live in a home that's older than 1978. I don't have young children running around that house. But I know when I lift the sashes up of some of the older windows in my house, I see the dust in the air that comes up from the paint that gets knocked off the sash. And I know what that means. If there was a young child running around my house, they would probably be breathing in, ingesting lead. And that is not something that any child should have to deal with. So we want to ensure that everybody in our community is safe. That's why we have the strong Lead Safe program in Erie County. I thank our partners in the Lead Safe Task Force for all the work that you're doing. It's going to take a little bit more time, there's no doubt about it, to ensure that we eliminate this problem across our community. But with the partners that we have here between the county, the city, the Community Foundation of Greater Buffalo, the task force, I know we are all headed in the right direction, and we can all be proud of that. Until such time, we're going to continue to work very hard to ensure that we eliminate the risk of lead paint in a home. And I know with the chairwoman's focus that if any child unfortunately has been poisoned, that we get them the wraparound services that they deserve so that they are not put behind the eight ball and they are not hurt because they happen to ingest something just because they happen to be in a home. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our chairwoman, April Baskett.
Thank you. Thank you, County Executive. Thank you. Thank you for this invite. This is a worthy topic, and I'm so great that we are having this discussion here in the city of Buffalo, where we see many children impacted by the crisis of lead poisoning. I want to commend the leaders in our community, the county executive, for his great, robust leadership on making sure that young people in our community have the resources that they need, as well as the mayor of the greatest city in the nation, Mayor Brown, mayor of the city of Buffalo. It is their combined leadership here that makes it easier for both of their legislative branches to support the issues that we find in our districts. This particular one is one that's very, very severe. So I thank them for all of their hard work. When I did come into the legislature, I did receive a letter of concern from the Department of Education. Dr. Will Carestis wrote a letter and reached out about children who are currently in our school systems that are already impacted by lead. They contracted lead at a very, very young age. As much work and great work that we're doing here in the county, in the city, with lead prevention and getting lead out of the homes and making sure that homes are inspected to detect it, there are children who are currently suffering. One of my younger siblings, he's 26 years old now. He contracted lead when he was 2 years old. I still remember the apartment that my parents lived in when he contracted it. I remember seeing those paint chips. I remember him being a baby crawling around on the ground. And we all know what babies do when they're young. They put their fingers in their mouth. I know exactly how it happened, and I wanted to make sure that serving in the legislature that we did something about the kids who were like my brother, who is now at 26 years old, never really held a real job. I don't know how much he will be able to contribute to his future or his society because of this vile sickness, which is essentially brain damage. So I want to thank Dr. Carestis and the Board of Education for coming forward and speaking out on this issue. That letter was clocked into the legislature, and I began to get to work. The Department of Health, our great commissioner, Gail Bernstein, and her team directed me to several lead experts here in the community. So I want to thank her team. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Ben. I want to thank Dr. Mindy Cameron, who educated me on the topic, Lead 716, Leah, and UB School of Law. I want to thank you all for taking the time to meet with me and educate me about what do we do about kids who are already impacted by lead. After a year of debate, a year of meeting, a year of going back and forth with each other, we came up with a beautiful resolution that we were able to bring before members in the legislature. I'm so proud of all of the members, all of the legislators in Erie County for getting behind this issue and unanimously passing a resolution just weeks ago that calls on the county in the 2020 budget to allocate $250,000 to a pilot program that will address lead intervention as it pertains in the county of Erie. We will do what the state is not currently doing. We will be forerunners, and we will set the pace and make sure that young people who are already impacted by lead have the educational services that they need so that they are not delayed when they enter into the public school system. All of that came about through the leadership of our great leaders of the county and the city, through our commissioners and their leadership, through the lead experts, through the community working together, the school board. That's everybody working together. That's what I love about being a representative, and that's what makes things get done when we all work together. So thank you so much. I look forward to kicking lead right in the face here in Erie County and making sure that our families and our children are protected. Thank you so much.
Many thanks to our county executive and to our chairwoman for their invaluable leadership. That's what it takes. These three people to my right coming together with the rest of us to lead change in our community. Speaking of leading change, now I'd like to introduce Kara Mattagliano, Vice President Community Impact at the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. Kara has led the Community Foundation's work to prevent lead poisoning for over 10 years, over a decade. She started young. She is truly dedicated to addressing this issue and as such facilitates the Lead Safe Task Force and is here to present a groundbreaking campaign to reach Buffalo's landlords, very important partners in getting to the solution. This campaign will educate landlords on the dangers of lead, as well as the help which is available to them to address potential lead-related issues. Please join me in welcoming Kara.
Thank you, Clotilde, and thank you to the mayor, the county executive, the legislature chair, and all of our wonderful partners who are here today. As April said, you cannot do this alone. It's just such a privilege and an honor to work with all of you. So as Clotilde mentioned, this year the Lead Safe Task Force has been focusing on rental singles and doubles. Buffalo is a city of rental singles and doubles, and about 18,000 landlords own those properties. That is a lot of landlords, and they are all on the front lines of lead poisoning. They are either going to make their properties safe or they're not, and it's our job to make sure they have every resource available so they can do that. So we often think of landlords as wealthy investors living large, out of state, or out of the country, but that's not exactly true. Actually, most of our landlords own 1 to 3 properties and live in the region. Over half of the landlords of high-risk properties live in the city of Buffalo and often in the same or similar neighborhood as their rental properties. Maybe they inherited property or they live in one apartment in a double. We also have new arrivals, refugees and immigrants who buy properties and rent them in their communities. And so it's these landlords we are really looking to assist. Their rentals, their rental fees supplement their incomes. It's not their totality of incomes. It supplements their incomes, and they typically have limited resources or knowledge for remediation and repair. But these landlords are key to protecting children. So we need to motivate them and inform them to take steps to make their properties lead safe. The Community Foundation has been using a new strategy called human-centered design to engage landlords in solving the lead problem. So in human-centered design, you engage people who are a part of the issue and actually solving it. I do want to recognize our consultant, Aaron Krolikowski, who has been leading this work for us. Aaron has currently 40 landlords who advise our team on education efforts for other landlords and connect them to appropriate resources. So this is a campaign for landlords, by landlords, and they have just been vital in developing this. So and today we're going to unveil our campaign called Get Ahead of Lead to get landlords information they need to both protect their investments and protect Buffalo's children at the same time. Landlords have shaped creative concepts, suggested messages, and identified strategies to reach landlords in positive ways that they can trust. I meet with child health advocates and foundations across the country all the time, and everybody says no one else has ever done this way, and everybody else is watching us to see what happens here, and we are so optimistic. So what I'd like to do is ask Liz to unveil our campaign. It is Get Ahead of Lead. Again, directed, chosen by our landlords as being most likely to reach them. So Get Ahead of Lead includes a website to educate our landlords about the risks and health concerns related to lead poisoning, with specific information about at-risk zip codes, tips on how to handle the presence of lead, and links to important resources including local grant programs, certified contractors, and lead safe best practices and training for DIY renovators and homeowners. While Get Ahead of Lead is currently focused on landlords, we will also engage residents and tenants to help solve the problem of lead exposure in the future. The campaign will expand in the spring of 2020 as people traditionally start painting when the weather gets warmer. And at that time, we'll include traditional ads, we'll gear up the social media, and there'll be point of sales information at relevant neighborhood stores and locations. Thank you all for your time and for joining us and making sure that every child is protected from lead poisoning. Thank you.
And thank you again, Kara, for your thoughtful facilitation of this expanding partnership. Next, I'd like to introduce Ms. Trinetta Alston. Trinetta is a nurse at the Community Health Center of Buffalo. Trinetta serves on the Lead Safe Task Force and has seen the effects of lead poisoning firsthand as a medical professional and a parent of three children who have tested positive for lead poisoning. Trinetta is here to share her story and offer her advice to other parents. Trinetta.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, April, Mr. Poloncarz. Kara, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to speak. As a parent, I have to go back 27 years. I took my babies to their regular well visit. My 1 and 2 year old had to have blood drawn. Dr. Cameron was their doctor at the time. And when I got a phone call, I'll never forget going back and hearing 33, 33, and 29. Those were the levels my children tested at. We had to have them mobilized for 12 hours at ECMC. Depressed, sad, overwhelmed, alone are just some of the feelings that parents of children with lead poison feel. We feel there's no one we can talk to. I lived in the community where lead is at the greatest risk. I lived in an apartment where all the paint in the house, except for the paint around my bedroom window and my door frame, had over the legal limit of lead in it on the inside and out, as well as in the soil. In saying this, I'm grateful that I had Dr. Cameron and at that time Terry Winkleman as healthcare providers for my children, because she made sure that I knew what my kids needed to eat, how often I had to bring them to have their blood tested for lead. I had my mother, who, having three kids 11 months apart, it's a lot. I could go to her for any and everything. I just couldn't go with how I felt, because I felt like as a mother, I failed my children. It was my fault, is what I felt. In becoming a nurse and me and my children surviving that, my children are now 28, 29, and 30 years old. They could have had problems with their IQ, but as a young mother, I decided to learn what I needed to learn in order to help my kids. So when they started school, before they started, I drilled in what they would be learning that year. And I kept doing it, and I kept doing it. And here I am now with a son who's 14. And because of what I went through with them, I made sure that I did whatever I needed to do. My son, now he's never been diagnosed with lead. I know what to look for. And it was partly because of the provider that I had and the education that I made sure that I had for myself. And with that, I just want to offer to parents out there, keep your children's appointments. It is mandatory that they have lead testing at ages 1 and 2. There are questions that we ask as part of an assessment starting at age 6 months to 5 years old. If you don't understand what that question is asking you, then ask us to elaborate. I mean, I feel privileged in being a nurse working at the community health center with children, because I get to impart not only my knowledge as a nurse, but my personal journey as a parent. It's more than just being a nurse. It's me giving back when I didn't have as much given back to me. As far as in the home, make sure you wash your kids' toys. Dust travels. So get plastic containers for their little toys. Wash them off once a week with bleach water. Make sure you wash your children's hands. Watch what they eat as far as their diet go, if they're diagnosed, because there are things that they can eat that will help bring the level down. It's not a quick fix. My children, I think their lead levels probably went below 3.3 when they were 6, 7, and 8 years old, I believe. And last but not least, if you are in a home and you see peeling paint, or you're getting ready to move into a home and you're not sure, please call the health department. Phone number is 716-961-6800. As parents, we are the first step in getting ahead of lead. We are our children's only advocates, and if we can't speak for them, no one else can. Thank you.
Trinetta, thank you for sharing your difficult yet inspiring story with all parents in our community. This powerful advocacy is critical to our collective efforts as we seek to serve all families. Finally, I'd like to introduce Reverend Kinzer Pointer, a man who wears many different hats. He is the pastor at the Agape Fellowship Baptist Church, convener of the Concerned Clergy of Buffalo, chair of the Erie County Anti-Poverty Task Force, and a member of the Buffalo and Erie County Lead Safe Task Force. Please join me in welcoming Reverend Pointer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your work and for allowing the city to be a forerunner in lead interdiction. Thank you, Mr. County Executive and Commissioner Burstein. Without your collaboration with the city, we would not be here. Thank you, Legislator Baskin, Madam Chair, for continuing to be vigilant in this work. God has given us in Erie County many gifts. Amongst the most important gifts that he has given us are our children. And it's critical that not only we recognize that God has given us these gifts, but that when you receive a gift, there's a certain posture that you need to take. One is a posture of gratitude, in that the gift you receive is exactly what you needed. Never question the wisdom that you receive a gift, no matter who is the giver. But in that posture of gratitude also is, it needs to be married to a posture of responsibility. And as a community, it's our responsibility to make sure that every young boy and girl in Erie County arrives at school ready to learn. The most important thing we could do in the city, with the oldest housing stock in the nation and with a county that outlying communities have housing stock that's equally virulent, is we have to be vigilant. We have to protect children, not just in the city of Buffalo, but through all of the municipalities in Erie County, because in every municipality, there still exists this housing that is killing children, that is disrupting their lives, ruining their futures, and we stand capable of dealing with that effectively. We know exactly what to do. This campaign, Get Ahead of Lead, becomes extremely important for us as a community, but it's only a beginning. There is so much work yet to be done. There is so much policy that needs to be put in place. And while the county and the city are working collaboratively, the county and the city cannot be the only partners in this process. We've got to convince every member of this community, every organization in this community, that it is our role to protect the youngest members of our society, that is Erie County. How do we do that? We insist that we give assistance to the overwhelming number of families who live in these structures that we know have lead-based paint. I live in a house that was built in 1919. My wife and I have the resources to make sure that the lead-based paint in our house is sealed, because we paint in and outside of our house regularly. There are thousands of families in the city of Buffalo and spread throughout Erie County who simply do not have the means to make sure that the paint is sealed. That's where we come in as a community. It's our role as neighbor, as friend, as brother, as sister, to make sure that we give assistance. The vast overwhelming majority of landlords in this county and in the city own two or three pieces of property. They are themselves not in a great financial position. But as a community, we can determine that when we will spend money to deal with lead, that we will not be so concerned about someone's financial position as we are about the young people who are living in that dwelling, about the young people who will live in that dwelling. We're not on a huge plan to demolish and build all of the housing in this city that has lead-based paint. We simply cannot do that. But we can make sure that those houses get paint. that they're painted regularly, interior and exterior. We can ensure that when demolition does happen, that it doesn't put huge amounts of lead dust into the air and into the soil. We can do those things, and we can call to accountability and to partnership every level of our government until we have eradicated elevated blood lead levels in children, not just in the city of Buffalo, but throughout Erie County. And in doing that, we can become not the top 10 amongst elevated blood lead levels in children in the nation, but become the leader in the nation of how to fix it, because that is the critical task that lies before us. And so, as a member of the Erie County and Buffalo Lead Safe Task Force, as a pastor, as a husband, as a father and a grandfather, as a brother and an uncle, as a cousin, I'm telling you, this is work that we can do. So let's joyfully get together and let's continue this work. Let's call to accountability ourselves every morning in the mirror as we brush our teeth and shave our faces, as we put on our makeup and straighten our hair, not I, but you know. As we do those things, let us be mindful that our work today, our work tomorrow, our work next week, our work next month, our work next year, our work for the next decade is to eradicate elevated lead levels in bloods in children throughout this county. And then let's tell the entire nation how to do it. I want to thank the Community Foundation for its leadership, the mayor, the county executive, the county legislature, the city council, but we still have work to do, so let's get back to work. Thank you.
I think amen's in order, right? That's it. Can't add to that. So birth to age six, that is our focus. We want to make sure that our collective commitment shows that this community no longer tolerates placing even one child at risk. Lead poisoning is 100% preventable, and it's us in this room who need to own it and work on it to make it happen. As a result of this shared vision and common agenda that you've heard about this morning, the city and county have made important policy changes and invested their resources to carry them out. Landlords have participated in solving the lead problem, and families have raised their voices on the challenges of rental housing. In 2019, these building blocks were laid as the foundation for eliminating lead poisoning. A stable, healthy home is the bedrock of a family and its a family life and a child's development. We will not allow lead poisoning to steal our children's future in their very homes. Therefore, in the next year to come, we will work with urgency to improve rental properties through inspection and remediation, increase resources available to property owners, continue engaging landlords in protecting children, and design education and outreach programs for tenants and families. Please join us to keep our children safe from the devastating effects of lead poisoning. If you are a landlord or know someone who is, please visit getaheadoflead.org. You will there find simple steps for understanding how you can be a critical part of the solution. This is a preventable problem, and the solutions are quite doable. Thank you again all for joining us today and for walking along this road with us as we work with urgency and focus to end lead poisoning in Erie County. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.